Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your speaker, John A. Horn, and we're going to notice with you a few interesting things found in the first epistle of John. We're going to see what takes away our sins, and then what takes away our fears, and finally what takes away our doubts. And I'm sure we can get the answer to this found alone in God's precious and in God's holy word. Now, in this interesting epistle, the words know and knoweth and known occur some 38 times. And the word loved, you would find in the epistles of John 41 times. However, shall we see then what takes away sin? That's found in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, which reads, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And by the way, if you were to make a diligent search of the Word of God, you would discover that nothing less than blood can put away sin. Of course, in the Old Testament, it is seen in type. And you remember, after our first parents had sinned against God, he slew animals and clothed them with the skins of those animals. It was necessary that blood be shed so that they could be clothed and have a standing suitable to his holy eye. And then you will remember, too, when their first two sons brought their sacrifice to God. They, too, had sinned, and Abel brought to God a sacrifice that was suitable to him, one that met the eye of God and satisfied God. He brought a little lamb, and then the knife was thrust into its heart, blood was shed, and God accepted Abel on the basis, or on the ground of a sacrifice, for he offered it by faith, anticipating the time when the one efficient sacrifice should appear, and by the shedding of his own precious blood, put away sin and settle the question of sin once and for all. Now, of course, on the other hand, his brother Cain despised the thought of a sacrifice, the thought of blood, to put away his guilt and to give him a standing before God. And he endeavored on the basis of his own efforts, on the ground of good works, to obtain the favor of God, but he was rejected. Now, much about that. But let's turn now to the New Testament, and we shall find in this first epistle, as we have been stressing, what takes away sin once and for all. And then, there are other passages too that speak about the value of the precious blood. And you aren't surprised when you read in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1 and verse 18, a statement that goes like this: "For as much as ye know," you see, what God has to give brings a definite knowledge. "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." However, you will recall then in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, we have what God has provided and what God tells us does forever cleanse from sin. And oh, we ask all our hearers today, do you know the value of that precious blood? Do you have a standing before God? Are you sheltered under the precious blood of his dear Son? And can you say that it too has cleansed me from all my sin? However, in chapter 4, we get what takes away our doubts, or our fears, I should say. And if you will turn to 1 John 4:17, it reads, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is so are we also in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." And of course, the perfect love was expressed in our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the test of that love was brought out at the place called Calvary, or the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, love was tested to the very limit, and love triumphed. And you know, we sometimes say, 'twas love that held him to the cross, or iron ne'er had bound him. And so if that love today is believed and received by you, in fact, in this very same epistle, in the very same chapter, John says, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. It's one thing to hear about it, another thing to believe it. And if you believe it and receive Him, your fears would be taken away. And then, of course, what takes away our doubts is found in 1 John chapter 5, and verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Believe Him today, and salvation is yours.